But the pecans are the best nuts that we have around here. We don't grow any walnuts to speak of. Walnuts will grow, but the walnuts that'll grow around here are hard as the very devil to crack open. They're just about that big around, and about 3/4 of them is plain old hard shell. You've got to take a big heavy hammer to break them. Tastes pretty good after you get into them. And there's a fair amount of a fair number of walnut trees that grow native here. But I wouldn't want to fool with trying to, there's too much trouble to get to the meat.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking about trees, what are some of the different trees that are native in this area?
Native around here? Right across the county, I'd say the post oak is the native tree here. This is post oak belt, and when this area was settled over here, it was a post oak forest. Then they have American elms, or piss elms as they call them.
What?
Piss elms. Elms. Yeah. It's not very good English, but they, the elm tree, piss elm, or whatever you want to call them. And then, let's see, the hackberries, they just grow all over the place. Hackberries will take the place if you're not careful. And then we don't have any native pines. You may see a pine tree or two, but somebody brought them in from East Texas. If you see a pine tree around here, you know it's been when somebody's planted them over here. And let's see, the cottonwood trees, and let's see, cottonwood is a native, and let's see, what kind of tree?
Do you have any sycamore?
Yeah, sycamore. That's what I was trying to think of. They call them plane trees over in England. You go through Hyde Park, and I never saw such sycamores as they've got over there. They call them plane trees, plane. We do have native sycamores here. They have a few of them out in the woods.
But you have this tree over here, you see a lot of it in Mississippi, with the big green leaves and white flowers.
Oh, magnolia. Yes, everybody, if you want to stay up with everybody else, you better have one in your yard. I've got one in my yard. Now, they don't grow native here, but they take hold and grow pretty well in this area. They're not too much trouble. You have to wait a while. Maybe you have to wait 10 or 12 years for them to grow enough to where they'll bloom. But a magnolia tree does pretty well here in this part of the country.
And you mentioned strawberries a minute ago. What about native berries?
Those are, I would say they're dewberries or blackberries around here. The berries that grow around here wild are the little knotty things. Now, people have cultivated them. You go to these agricultural schools and they'll cultivate them. They have boysenberries and other kind of berries named after the professor that cultivated them. They get them where they grow about the size of your thumb and make nice berries. But the native berries that you find out in the woods are just old, they're just blackberries. Little bitty things, and they're sour as heck.
You mentioned, do you have any raspberries?
Raspberries don't grow around here. That's a northern area. I've eaten raspberries, but a raspberry is kind of a pink sort of berry.